Good morning, Northern Michigan. Welcome to Up North Sports Radio and Friday Face-Off. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Rich Calkins and Keith Gavin. Guys, I thought we were going to start with the Super Bowl, but or the big game. The sports gods gifted us with an amazing performance by the University of Michigan over Purdue, and one of the most hectic trade days in the history of the NBA. So we got a lot to talk about, but I don't see how we don't start with Michigan looking like the team, Rich, that everybody predicted at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was brought up during the game last night by one of the announcers and saying that this is the Michigan team that we all thought we would see at the beginning of the year, but you can't just magically snap your fingers and have freshmen come in and play at the highest level of college basketball and succeed at it. Sometimes we're spoiled by the past freshmen who have done great and done all that stuff, Keith, sometimes there's a transitional time, and Michigan made shots. They didn't turn the ball over, and everyone stepped up. Eli Brooks and Dickinson and all those guys. I mean, just a great performance.
Well, as I mentioned to Jabo yesterday preceding the game, I said if they could play defense like they have shown us they could in spurts the last three or four games they played, they're going to make a game out of this. And they played another really good defensive game. And you're right. You know, they brought in a lot of talent, young talent. A team doesn't happen overnight. It takes a little bit of time. Juwan Howard seems to have them cranked up right now. Watch out for this team going forward.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they did a really good job against the Ivy kid, who I really like coming up. That kid's going to be an NBA star, I believe. And but, man, they 18 points. I mean, they'll take that. I mean, he didn't go off on them.
Right.
But that kid's super talented. Did a good job against him. Man, that Edie kid, he's a huge man down low there against Dickinson. He makes Dickinson look small.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's taller than Dickinson. He's broader. That guy is a huge human being.
But what the Big Ten is...
7'4".
Oh, my.
You've got the kid from Gonzaga who's 7'6".
Yes, the Holmgren kid. Yeah. That's Mike Holmgren's kid.
I don't believe it is. No. Mike Holmgren's kid ate, Jack and the Beanstalk. My son Nick, who really watches this stuff very, very closely, thinks that Ivy kid is the best player to come. He's going to be the number one pick of the draft.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I disagree, but
he's talented for
he's
sure.
Very talented. I think the kid from Auburn, who looks a lot like Kevin Durant. With more muscles on them.
Right.
But I digress. No, Michigan looked like a team you don't want to play.
Exactly.
We'll see if they can keep up the energy. They got to play again on Saturday. So this will be they're going to end up playing 5 games in 12 nights, Keith, with the COVID. You mocked the COVID. Well, here's the payback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No question. They got
Michigan State doesn't want to play them anytime soon because they're going to run Michigan State out of the gym.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. And, both Michigan State and Michigan play Saturday. Tough assignments for both. Indiana at number 17, but not for long, Michigan State.
Yeah.
And then number 16, Ohio State, but not for long, at Michigan. Both those ranked teams lost.
Yeah, Ohio State losing last night at Rutgers, which was not a surprise. Rutgers has turned out to be the worst place to play in the Big
for
Ten.
For everybody. Yep.
5 quad one wins against Big Ten opponents. They actually got a non-conference quad one win at their gym as well.
Wow.
So
all at home.
At home.
Yeah.
And you said early in the year, you're not front-running this. You said early in the year, Rutgers a tough place to play, and it certainly is panning out that way, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. Ohio State is good. Michigan is lucky to be playing at home again.
Yes.
So they're going to have Ohio State is in the same boat as a lot of other Big Ten teams. They need wins.
Yeah, big time.
Absolutely, yeah. They don't have a whole lot of margin of error left in their schedule. They need these big wins, especially at home, and they're going to have to get some big road wins, too, closing out the season.
JC, what do you see in Michigan State that
it's
off the rails?
No, they don't have any leadership. They don't have any on-floor leadership.
Yep.
You know, hey, kudos to them for beating Michigan, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago now at Michigan State.
Right.
Malik Hall played well. Everybody played well.
Yep.
But they, you know what? Since then, it's been crap.
That's right.
And, you know, Bingham plays good, then he goes away, and Hauser, you see these interviews with Izzo. He got no clue.
You don't know what you're going to get from night to night.
Right.
Tonight. It's just it's mind-boggling.
And that's what's maddening as a coach, the lack of consistency. You know, the kids will play great one night, and you're not maybe expecting greatness every night, but you expect good.
That's highly unlike an Izzo team, too, because you usually know what you're going to get from night to night tonight. It's maddening.
Yeah, not even close.
No.
So, yeah, they've got a lot of problems and not a lot of time to fix them.
That's right.
You're probably right. Unless they have a very convincing win against Indiana, they're going to drop out of the.
I don't know if they'll drop out, but they're going to be in the late 20s if they stay in.
And this is the time of year towards mid to late, you start seeing the Izzo teams ramp up and start playing better and all of that.
That's what worries me.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a backslide of a normal Tom Izzo team for sure.
He's had these issues now for the last few years.
That's right. Yes, sirree.
And
last year at this time, we didn't think they were going to make the tournament. I didn't. They came around and did, of course. But, no, I agree. That, too, worries me. It's like Izzo, is he kind of losing touch with the players?
Well, you know, he does recruit a certain type of player.
Yep.
But, you know, they wanted Imani Bates very badly. Yeah. Look what he would look like on this team. That would be, you know, probably more of a hindrance than a help. He's been completely lost in Memphis.
Yep, and he's got that hurt back now, and he's left the program. Yeah. They don't know if he's coming back now, his dad said. Oh, there's a whole, that Memphis.
Well, are they going to trade him to the 76ers? I don't know what I'm going to do here, but very quickly, I'm pulling up the rest of Michigan's schedule. So they've got, like you said, they've got Ohio State tomorrow.
Right.
16. Then they've got Iowa on the 17th, Wisconsin on the 20th. Rutgers, luckily, is at home because they already lost at Rutgers.
Yes.
They've got Illinois coming in.
Oh my gosh.
You got Michigan State coming
all
in.
All tournament
they
games.
They're lucky, Keith. Most of the games left on their schedule are at home. They've only got Ohio State on the road and Wisconsin. Well, no, they got Iowa, Wisconsin, and Ohio State on the road five games at home. So they're still... you know, 8 games left in this schedule.
Yeah, and no cupcakes there.
Not really. You know, Iowa, they're ranked.
Yeah.
They put up 110 last night at Maryland.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I was looking at the over and under of that game was 142, and I was thinking, you know, Iowa has been putting up some serious numbers, but it wasn't an overtime game.
Wow!
I mean, that is a ton of points.
I did not see that score.
Yeah, wow. The Big Ten continues to be a dogfight each and every night. Who State got left? I wanted to pull up their schedule.
And if you're a ranked team, you got a target on your back. I mean, Auburn went down the other night. It just every night I look, the ranked teams losing night after night after night.
Yeah.
It's two unranked teams often. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
State's got a little bit easier road. They've got home tomorrow with Indiana, then on the road to Penn State, Illinois coming in at Iowa.
Tough.
Purdue coming in, at Michigan, at Ohio State, and then they finish at
home. That doesn't sound very easy to me.
Well, they should. I mean, they got. If you look at it, they should beat at least Penn State and Maryland at home. And you're right. they got their work cut out for them.
That's right.
And then you're going to have the Big Ten tournament, Rich.
Right, yeah, on top of that. Yeah, no doubt about it. So, and that'll be great because at that point we're going to know basically what these teams are. And if either Michigan State is going to probably make the tournament, no doubt about it. But Michigan, they may need to win that Big Ten tournament. But see how they play their closing games here.
And then you never know, fingers crossed, major players don't get hurt.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff to examine going forward in college basketball. You know, there's a lot of teams around the nation that are playing some fantastic basketball. Arizona is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn, you know, the SEC, the Big 12, and the Big 10 all have got many teams.
Yeah.
They're lucky that the ACC stinks this year because where are all the teams? Who's going to get left out?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, for sure.
And your Bruins have a tough game this weekend. UCLA at number 21 USC. Saturday night, 10 p.m. No?
They'll wipe the floor with them.
Will they?
Yeah.
Cross-town rivalry there?
It's a lot of fun, I'll tell you. You know, you get caught up in rivalry games. We saw, like we predicted last week, how nice the North Carolina fans.
Oh, yo. Wasn't that something? with Mike Krzyzewski going in his last game at North Carolina,
And then they wiped the floor with North Carolina.
Sure.
And then they turn around and lose.
Yeah.
All over the country, we're getting into that mode now, and especially the Super Bowl will be. I mean, there's 110 game college basketball games being played tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
and the bulk of them will be on television somewhere. So.
Well, they know this is the big warm up before the game. There's no question. There's going to be a lot of people watching sports on TV all over the place.
But even Sunday, so you don't have to watch 6 hours of
pre-game.
That crap that they throw at you. There's a couple of good basketball games. Maryland is at number 3, Purdue at 1 o'clock, and Northwestern is at number 13, Illinois.
Destroy I would imagine that Maryland will be getting 16 to 18 points in that game, and it won't be enough.
And an hour later, Northwestern is at number 13, Illinois, and that's a neighborhood tussle. Northwestern, it's at Illinois.
Northwestern has been good on the road.
They have beat
Michigan State.
Yep.
They almost beat Michigan on the road.
Yep.
So. But Illinois is looking very, very strong.
You know,
they got a great 1-2 punch with
Coburn
and Walker.
Yeah.
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 So, it's going to be fun. The sticking with basketball, though, Keith, what is a contract?
What?
What is a contract? When you sign a contract,
it's a binding
agreement to play basketball for $42 million. I don't want to play.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't want to play here.
Here. It's a trade of two quitters.
In sports, it's a contract means nothing.
Well, that's what drives
in football and basketball, especially.
Remember in Major League, when Corbin Burnson comes out and brings his contract, says right here, I don't have to do this, and then Lou urinates all over the contract.
Yeah.
I think all these guys have been taking this to heart, Rich.
Yeah, no question about it. It's just like, and that's what sometimes drives me crazy.
$42 million. I don't want to play here.
Right. And they get away with it.
I know.
That's what's so
that's
crazy.
That's the problem.
Yes,
that's
they're
the problem.
Getting away with it. And it just is mind-blowing.
It would be interesting if one of the teams actually, you know, tried to uphold the contract and not pay him if he's not going to play. Don't pay him.
Well, they weren't paying Simmons.
Okay,
no,
so
Simmons, they did.
They did not pay him.
Yeah, they did not pay him. They were been fining the hell out of him,
okay.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. That's
right.
Gonna be
go to arbitration or something.
An arbitration or a lawsuit or whatever. I don't think the Nets are going to step in and pay the $18 million in fines. It's a ridiculous amount of money, so that'll be interesting to watch. I hope. You know, Daryl Morey is a pretty tough-nosed GM. So,
right.
I mean, I know he's happy to have Harden because that's his buddy.
Yeah.
You know,
they
were
they
together
have a history.
In Houston.
Yes.
And, you know, they tried to work that deal out, but the Nets had a much sweeter deal for the Rockets, and
right.
So he went there originally. Did you happen to see Kevin Durant on TV during the NBA All-Star Draft?
No.
He purposely did not pick James Harden and went with, oh, the defensive player from Utah, Gobert. Rudy Gobert.
He needs some size.
Yep.
And you should have seen LeBron was just...
He had a clipboard in front of his face.
He mask his face because he was laughing.
He was laughing so hard. Well, and what James Harden needs to be careful. Remember, Philadelphia is known for Philly cheesesteaks. So watch out, James.
You know, well, Harden is, when he's playing, is as good as anybody in the league. So we'll see how he fits in with Embiid. I mean, on paper, it looks like a really good deal for both teams.
It does.
I don't know how long it'll take Simmons to get ready, you know, and then how much more Durant needs before. He didn't answer those questions at all.
Right.
So when do you think you're going to be back, Kevin? Didn't even answer it. He's like, well, I'm still working on getting ready to play. So who knows? I mean, the NBA season's got to help. I mean, you know, we've got another, what, 40
yeah.
games?
And let's talk about the team we actually kind of care about, because I could care less about Philadelphia than that. Yeah. Honestly, I don't give a damn.
Right.
How about the Pistons made a pretty big trade yesterday.
You know, I like the two players that they got rid of. I mean, Josh Jackson has been a little banged up, and he hasn't been... you know,
he had some good moments.
He had some great moments. Yeah. You know, last year he had a few games where he had 25 and 30 points.
Yep.
And Lyles has been really good in spots.
Right. He grew. Early in the year, I didn't care for his game, but he grew on me. Later, as the year progressed, he was hitting outside shots and doing this. I became a fan of Trey Lyles.
Well, this is going to be the last straw for Dwayne Casey, okay? So Marvin Bagley was the second pick in the draft 3 years ago. He had a great 1 year at Duke, one of those one-and-dones.
Yep.
And then he went to the Siberia known as Sacramento.
Yeah.
Although they had some great players out there. I don't know if they needed a better coach or whatever, but they got some serious talent some serious talent. They dealt a lot of guys out of there.
Right, but you got Fox as a point guard and different people,
But so Bagley gets a fresh start in Detroit.
His numbers have regressed since.
He was hurt. Right. In the COVID year, he only played 13 games.
Okay.
So he was injured. Then they had COVID, and then he hurt his foot, and then they've had him out of the starting lineup for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe he's been pouting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he pouted his way out of Sacramento. But the Pistons need what he can provide.
Yeah.
You know, he's a 15 and 10 guy, right?
Right.
So they need his rebounding. It'll be interesting to see with Jeremy Grant and him.
Right.
And if Cade Cunningham comes back, he's been day to day now for 10 days.
Right.
So I don't know how bad the hip pointer is. I knew Memphis would blow them out last night. I mean, you want to see the opposite of James Harden, Simmons, and everybody else. It's Ja Morant.
Yes.
That guy brings it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's not a guy that's physically imposing whatsoever, slightly built, but that kid gives
43-inch vertical.
Yes. He gives it to you every night. He plays hard. You do not lose any money on watching Ja Morant play.
Yeah, he's like, Westbrook was until this year. And I don't know if Westbrook is now starting to pout in L.A.
Yeah.
Or just doesn't know what to do because...
The Lakers tried to move him.
At $46 million?
But they were doing it for what? Bradley Beal or someone with John Wall, yes. Yeah, similar contract. Wall's got a monster contract as Wall. But they couldn't get it done before the deadline. But they were trying to do that deal.
Well, they wanted a first-round pick, and the Lakers weren't going to do that. I mean, look at that deal. I thought, we talked. Remember that deal? We talked about that very briefly, that the Westbrook coming over from the Wizards, and they sent Kuzma and two other guys who are all playing great for the Wizards.
Yes.
And the Lakers are in big trouble.
They are. They got beat by a Portland team that has...
That, in a game they had to win.
Had to win. And there were, like, they had just gotten rid of all their good players.
No, I know.
Portland had no, like, really good players on their team, to say.
And, you know, and the Pacers sent out everybody, Caris LeVert and Sabonis. And, some of these deals, you know, it's just hard to make any sense of. I think the Pistons probably got the better of that deal, Keith. But like I said, they got blown out last night. Dwayne Casey's on thin ice.
They've lost two games at home by an average score of 27.5 points.
Yeah.
You wonder why nobody's showing up for those games.
Right, right.
Cade Cunningham doesn't make that big of a difference.
Right.
Stewart got in foul trouble. They got killed on the boards. Nobody else on that team plays defense.
Right.
So
that's why they're giving up so many points every game.
It's ridiculous.
Oh,
you look at the over and the unders, and I like the overs in most of the games, except for the Pistons don't score.
Right.
I mean, what was the score last night? 124 to 97.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they have got – I knew we were going to talk about this, and, I've said it for a couple weeks. Dwayne Casey is now coaching for his job.
I has to be.
Has to be.
I mean, put up with it for so long.
Yeah. But I mean, it'd be one thing if they were competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just indicated, they're getting blown out on a nightly basis.
Yep. Yep.
So, we will see.
And he wasn't the GM's guy, was he? He was there when that GM came in.
Troy Weaver?
Yeah, Troy Weaver.
Yeah. I tell you, I like what Weaver's been able to do with his roster since he came to town.
Well, we'll see. You know, they're taking a little bit of a flyer on Bagley, so you're counting on him. You know, a change of scenery, being the right thing, and Dwayne Casey doing what he's supposed to be able to do,
right.
And hopefully Cunningham comes back. You know, and maybe they win 50% of the games remaining on their schedule. When we come back here on Friday Faceoff, we, of course, will talk about the big game. But Super Bowl 56 and the Rams is here, and the Rams are taking on the Bengals. To celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up all customers, all, with risk-free same-game parlay. New and existing customers can place in any same-game parlay of three legs or more on the Super Bowl. And if you don't win, FanDuel will refund you. Combine multiple bets from the same game into one wager for bigger payouts. Choose point spreads, money lines, totals, Super Bowl props, and more. And we're going to be going over some of those guys. Wait till you hear them. I like Joe Burrow under his passing numbers, Cam Akers over his rushing, and Odell Beckham Jr. I think is going to have a big-time game. There's a lot of props on him.
For an anytime touchdown.
Yep.
FanDuel is America's number one sports book because it's super easy to use and they pay you super fast. Super, you get that word?
Super,
okay. You can get your...
We can say Super Bowl inside this ad.
You can get your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Already have an account? Just place your risk-free same-game parlay before the Super Bowl to qualify.
New customers, join today with the promo code WGRY to enjoy 56-1 odds on either team to win the Super Bowl. You can turn a $5 bet into a $280 cash. Promo code WGRY on FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and over and present in Michigan. Refund issued on non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $5 less. And mine's cut off at the bottom.
21 over and present in Michigan, refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $5 unless otherwise certified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. And you can bet your bottom dollar. We'll be back after these messages on Up North Sports Radio. Welcome back to Friday Faceoff here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by Odawa Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Rich Calkins and Keith Gave. And guys, we were just talking about the big game.
Right.
FanDuel paid for the rights to say Super Bowl, but I said it again.
I call it the final game of the NFL season. If they don't want us to say that word.
You know, there are some very interesting prop bets for the Super Bowl, and some that I will highly recommend. Like instead of taking the Rams, if you like the Rams, and give the 4 points.
Right.
That is minus one. It's you got to pay 10. So if you let's just say you bet $50 and give the Rams, you win back $45 on top of your original money bet.
Okay.
Right. So you got to play a little juice for that.
Right.
But if you take the bet, the Rams winning between 1 and 13 points, it's plus +140. So that's, instead of losing the juice, I bet it that way. So, I mean, if the Rams win by 15, you lose that bet. And, of course, if the Bengals win, so there's a little bit of a window.
Right.
And I bet a prop bet that FanDuel had was plus +400 that each team will have a rushing touchdown.
And
a passing touchdown. I like that
bet.
Pretty good.
I like
plus +400.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you like the Bengals to win at all, they're probably going to win by less than 14 points, right? So if you have that same bet for the Bengals that I took with the Rams, is plus +230.
Okay.
So, you know, there's right. so much action. The only thing I couldn't find, which I really wanted to bet, was what's the over and under sack total for Aaron Donald. I couldn't find that. I know it's somewhere.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But I couldn't find it on FanDuel's slight. You got to like the over and under. If it's one sack, it would probably be like 1.5.
Right, yep. Exactly. That's what I was guessing. Somewhere around that 2 number, just to make it intriguing, for sure.
There is a prop at total sacks in the game, under 5 or over 5. Total sacks in the game.
For both teams?
Yes. Oh, that's an over.
Oh, that's an over for sure.
Yeah, I really.
That
I mean,
that
Hendrickson kid for Cincinnati's. He's a rusher. He can. He'll get a sack.
Guaranteed. Especially you look at that. What that Cincinnati defense. That's the only thing that worries me at all. What the Cincinnati defense did in the last couple games. That's why I love the under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the smart money's on the
yeah,
under.
Yeah, I like the under. 48.5 is
yep.
the under.
Yep.
I think that's going to be. That's probably the best bet on the board.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but I have a 27-21 game is what is in my mind.
That's right at the number just about.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what, 38 then? So.
Oh, no, 27-21.
48. It is right
well,
at the number.
That's 48. So,
I didn't know.
It's
you know,
the hook.
You know, I had no idea what it was, but I thought the Rams will win at 27-21.
Well, then... You'd like a couple of the other bets that I just doled out to you. Now, Keith, I know you've got a whole list of them, and I'll let you get to it, but I wanted to point out one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You told Jabo a couple weeks ago about the guy guessing the correct score on both of the games. He bet $5.
So $20 and won $567,000.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
The
yeah.
so
wow.
You can, the correct score... is listed. There's a ton, you know, the paramutual of just about any number, Bengals winning, Rams winning, all
right.
this other,
yep.
and you guess the correct score. And the odds of guessing the correct score go from, like, 24-21 was the
okay.
cheapest.
Okay.
At plus 6,500.
Yeah.
But almost every other number on the board is plus 2,400 to plus 25,000 to 35,000.
It's worth a buck a bet. You know, spend $10 and pick 10 scores.
Yeah, if you feel a couple of scores
right.
on, yeah, you know,
yeah.
but bang.
It's better than squares.
Yeah.
Pays out a whole lot better than no squares.
Well, it depends on how much money you got, how many
that's
squares
true.
You got,
that's
Rich.
True.
So
I need to hang out with more high rollers.
What are some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites. I like the silly ones, of course. Like what color
makes
the Gatorade is going to be.
Entertaining, yeah.
How many dogs? How many Super Bowl commercials will feature a dog?
Oh,
that's a prop bet. How many Super Bowl commercials will...
So you have to guess the right number. Is it over three or
over 6.5?
Oh, 6.5.
Under 6.5.
I like the under.
The under on dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a tougher one. What color will Snoop Dogg's shoes be during the halftime show? You can bet on that.
But, will Snoop Dogg even know what color his shoes are?
Exactly.
The big number is pink or red. Another one is, will there be a wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show?
No.
And of course, what color
after,
the Gatorade is
after the
be.
Janet Jackson thing, that's tough. That's a tough follow.
No, M&M's going to be there.
It should be a pretty interesting halftime show.
I don't, you know.
How are they going to mix it all
together?
It'll
appeal to, not me, but to you know, a younger audience, which football needs.
You know, unfortunately, I got to make my bets, Super Bowl bets today because they don't have, FanDuel doesn't work in Florida.
Not yet. 30 no. states plus D.C. have it. So
once you get over that state line,
boom.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah, we're toast. So I've already made my Super Bowl bets for the day. But, you know, to talk about the game, guys, for a couple of minutes, like I said, I think the Rams will win handily.
Okay.
You know, the Titans sacked Burrow 9 times, and they're like, well, they still won the game. Well, the only reason why they won the game is because Tannehill turned the ball over 3 times.
Absolutely.
You know, and people are saying, you know, all these national guys are like, oh, Stanford's a turnover machine. Well, he hadn't been a turnover machine in the playoffs.
No.
And he wasn't a turnover machine when it counted in the fourth quarter of all the games that they were in. I expect Stafford to play well.
I do, too.
The whole thing is going to be the performance of both the offensive lines.
Yep.
Because the Cincinnati can get to the quarterback with 3 or 4. Yep. They don't have to blitz.
Right.
And, of course, we know what the Rams can do. And but the best thing that the Rams showed me in that Niners game was their ability to stop the run as well.
Yeah.
I think this is – I mean, I got to check the odds, and maybe I'll look them up while you guys are talking – What is Aaron Donald to be the MVP of this game?
Yeah.
Because this is the only thing lacking from his resume, Rich.
Well, you saw him after that big play towards the end of the NFC Championship game. What he did, he pointed to his hand, and he's pointing towards a ring. He wants a ring bad. Keith?
Aaron Donald is plus 1,800 to be MVP. Plus 1,800. Joe Burrow, plus 220. Cooper Kupp, my favorite, plus 700. Matthew Stafford, plus 120. Aaron Donald, plus 1,800. Jamar Chase, plus 1,200. Odell Beckham Jr., plus 1,600.
Yeah, a lot of people like Beckham because they think that the one thing that Cincinnati is going to do is
take Kupp
out of the game.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Nobody's done it all year.
Exactly. I mean, you watch that guy and you're like, how does he continuously get open?
Yeah, a couple of long shots. T. Higgins, the wide receiver for the Bengals, plus 4,000. And if you like Jalen Ramsey to have a pick or two in this game, pick six, cornerback for the Rams, he's plus 6,000.
Well, you bet $5 on Aaron Donald to win the MVP. That's $9,000.
Holy
cow. Plus 1,800? $5?
Five times 1,800 is $9,000.
Wow.
That's
pretty good.
That's a heck of a...
How do you think that guy won $562,000 on a $20 bet, Keith?
Yeah. Right, you get those crazy odds.
Yeah. I mean, you bet Stafford, you know, at plus 120. It's not really, you know, you bet 10, you know, $50 on him, and you're getting $60, you know, $110.
And it's not like Aaron Donald's not an unknown player. They would love to give Aaron Donald
MVP. How many defensive MVPs have it? Three?
Three, maybe,
three or
55
four,
games so far.
It doesn't happen very often. He'd have to have Chuck Howley, for God's sake, was the MVP of the Super Bowl once, but that was the Super Bowl V.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I don't know when the last time.
Still in black and
Von
white.
Von Miller.
Rich.
Von Miller is the last MVP, defensive MVP of the Super Bowl when Denver won last time.
Rich, it's time to fire up our FanDuel accounts, man.
It is. Absolutely, man. I mean, I hear all of this opportunities that it's just too good to pass up.
You know, like I said, it's going to be a drag because, you know, I'll be able to look at FanDuel, but I won't be able to place any more action.
That's right.
And lately, you know, what I like to do is bet in game because you pick up the vibes on it.
Sure,
you know,
exactly.
You know, especially in college basketball, when you know a favorite is getting beat. Like I won some money on that Auburn game. They were down to by 13 to Alabama, and so and they were getting 9. That's where the line went back to. I bet $25 on them. They ended up losing by 4, so that was a pretty safe bet. There's a couple guys. One of the biggest professional gamblers in Vegas, never bets pregame. He always waits till the game's
done. Is that right?
Wow.
Because we've talked about it a number of times, and we're far from professionals. You know, you just never know what we like the under. If the opening kickoff is running for a touchdown, you're like,
oh, the under doesn't look
so
good.
I mean, I'll never forget when Denver won with Peyton Manning, the shell of Peyton Manning, right?
Yes, exactly.
I had the best square numbers I ever had. I had 7 and 7. And Peyton Manning fumbled the ball in the end zone, the third play of the game, and there was a safety. So all the good numbers are out the freaking window.
Gone.
Yep.
A lot of guys talk about this game, Rich. It's just a different football game. The pacing is different.
Right.
Guys get out of sorts. We've seen some crazy, when Brady won his first Super Bowl, they beat the greatest show on turf.
Right.
New England held them to, 10 points total?
Yeah, a team that's averaging like 30 points a game.
Yeah, 36 points a game. Crazy.
You talk about safeties. That's a popular bet among professional bettors. A prop bet. It's the lowest scoring play in football at about 6.7%. But in the Super Bowl, it happens almost 17% of the time there's a safety.
Yeah.
So it makes it a pretty good bet to put $5 on.
Well, right. I bet you, a pick, I'd like to see the odds on a pick six. Do you got that on that sheet of yours?
It's not here. No.
Guys have both thrown number of pick sixes. There's just so many different ways that you can attack this game through FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, and they can't wait for the Rams to take on the Bengals to celebrate. New customers can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win when you register on FanDuel with the promo code WGRY. That's right, you'll get your winnings in cold hard cash because they know cash is always better than free bets. I like the Rams to win it all in Super Bowl 56. And like I told you guys, take a look at making that bet between 1 and 13 at plus 140.
There's no better place to bet on the Super Bowl than FanDuel Sportsbook. They're always offering new promotions, same game parlays, and tons of Super Bowl prop bets. Don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280 in cold, hard cash.
Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use the promo code WGRY to make every moment more this Super Bowl. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Promo code WGRY exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook. Thank you. 21 and over and present in Michigan. New users only. $10 first deposit is required. Make wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $280. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio, Friday Face-Off. Welcome back to Friday Face-Off on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by Odawa Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Jerry Coyne in studio with Keith Gabe and Rich Calkins. And Keith, you got hockey galore going on with not only the NHL, but the women's playing right now in the Olympics, and then the men's to start right after
the men's have started.
Oh, has it? Okay.
The U.S. men's team just the other night, 2 days ago, I think, beat China 8-0. That's not a big deal, even though China is made up of a dozen Americans, including Jake Chelios, Chris Chelios' kid. They got because they played for one of the Chinese team in the KHL, the Continental Hockey League in Russia. They have an affiliation with that team, so they can play for China in the Olympics. It's kind of a silly rule. 12 Americans on the Chinese team still got whacked 8-2. Another player on the team is Landon Ferraro. He used to play with the Detroit Red Wings a little tiny bit. Ray Ferraro's son, Cammy Granato's stepson.
Okay.
So, but the American men got off to a good start. It's way early. The American women Got beat by, since we talked last, got beat by their arch rival Canada in the preliminary round game. They got the quarterfinals started last night with a win over the Czech Republic. Outshot the Czechs 59-6 and won 4-1. Like you said, JC, when we're off the air, the American women are producing a lot of shots on goal, not scoring enough. They got to fix that heading into the gold medal game with Canada.
Well, you've been watching it more than I have, but you know they have an extremely aggressive defense.
Yeah.
You know, the defense jumps in all the time. And it has been producing a lot of offense, but that's how the Canadians ended up scoring those two goals.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
so obviously they'll probably take a look at making some of those changes in the purported rematch.
When they, you know, exactly, my feeling is when they get a lead, like they had a lead early in the second period the other night against Canada, they were up 2-1, they continued to play that same way, JC, same aggressive. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with pulling back a tiny bit and play, you know, making it harder in the neutral zone to get into the offensive zone.
I don't think Minnesota plays that way, and that's kind of the way you know that. Not seen Minnesota ladies play hockey this year, but you know, you go with your strengths. The other thing is what the United States gals, there's three goalies, and they really haven't set, they've been playing all of them. So
yes. They've all played well.
I think that's a mistake, though.
I know.
They
got to
ride somebody.
You're right.
Or do you, you know, they give up a goal against Canada in the gold medal, and are you switching goalies in the game?
Oh, man. Those are all tough calls. But you're right, JC. They played all three goalies in the preliminary round, and two of them two shutouts. But again, the competition is not there.
Yes.
The only team that matters is Canada.
Right.
Team USA and Canada, to me, for my money, I'll say it now, and I've been saying it for 20 years, the best rivalry in sports today is Team USA versus Canada in the women's hockey.
Yeah.
The best.
Again, the three-goalie rotation, obviously waiting to find a hot one and maybe and ride that one at that point. But
did you guys see any of that game the other night between those two teams?
I did not.
I mean, you know, they say there's no checking in women's hockey. Oh, my goodness.
Well, the gals use the old NASCAR slogan, Keith. If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
That's exactly right. There were plenty of really good
positions. Speaking of that, how'd you like Brad Marchand's performance other night? What the hell was going on there?
Boston
hit the goalie in the face with this. You know, he got six games.
As he should have. I mean, he's got.
I guess it's not the old Teddy Green slam you in.
Should have got more in my mind.
That's what
using a stick like that. He's one of the bad actors. One of the great players in the league. One of the really great players, but one of the really bad actors. He's got a terrible history, and which is why I'm surprised he only got six games.
Isn't he the guy that licks players?
Crosby dropped his stick earlier in that game, and he just blocked him from going to get a new stick.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess that's not a penalty. I guess it is. It's interference. They didn't call it on him. And I guess he stole the puck from the goalie when he was trying to give it to a kid. I mean,
tell you what, it's going to hurt Boston. They got whacked 6-0 his first game out, and that's the team Detroit is chasing to get into. Detroit's still the first team out of the wild card chase.
And the Wings played really well the other night, first game after the All-Star break.
They did. They played okay.
All the lines scored. Like, it was good to get production.
And they're getting Rana back. Things are looking up for that team, maybe. But they got a hard schedule coming up.
You're going to keep Zadina on the top line right now?
I think that's an experiment. They're giving him a chance. I think as soon as Verona comes back, though, he's going to go there.
Okay. Hello, Bo. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Bo Vore is joining us very briefly, guys. Bo is with the Veterans Cup that's happening tonight at Center Ice. Bo, welcome to Friday Faceoff.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys, and helping us promote this this amazing event.
All right, give us a quick lowdown on it, please, because we're talking about Olympics and the NHL right now, so we thought we'd fit you in right here.
All right, that sounds perfect. So the quick lowdown is tonight at Center Ice over in East Bay Township.
Keith Gates' favorite building in Northern Michigan.
That's right.
So we've got a hockey matchup between the Bay Area Reps and the Traverse City Central Trojans. Doors will open up at 5. Events start at 6, and the puck drops at 7. All proceeds from this event will go to the Mid-Michigan Honor Flight, which is an organization that takes our nation's most senior heroes on a tour of honor in Washington, D.C., and the Grand Traverse Area Veterans Coalition, which is a group of about 35 veterans organizations here in the Northwest Michigan area, all aiming at bettering veterans' quality of life and honoring our veterans and those that served.
And all the proceeds.
That's the skinny.
Yeah, the proceeds. Tickets are only $5, guys. I know, right. Rich, you can't go. You're doing the basketball game.
Right.
I know Keith is revved up to go now.
Yes,
and,
I sure am.
Tickets are only $5. There's a silent auction that will also generate funds. Because, as Bo, as you were telling me on Northern Focus, costs about $100,000 to take our veterans that make it through the screening process to go to Washington, D.C. So it's not a cheap event.
Right. No. Bo, are you a veteran yourself?
I am. I served 10 years, 10 months, and 19 days, active duty U.S. Air Force. Wasn't keeping track either.
Yeah.
Well, as a veteran myself, I spent 6 years, 1 month, and 8 days in the United States Army, by the way. I want to say welcome home and thanks for doing this for our veterans.
Well, and thank you for your service. The fact that as an Air Force veteran and the fact that you're an Army veteran, I won't hold that against you.
Bo, like I said, we had you on Northern Focus. I wanted to just get you out to the sports side of this event. This is all happening tonight,
yes,
at Center Ice. So if you have some free time, you're going to see a great hockey game.
Absolutely.
I can tell you this. The energy in the arena is high. Ice rink arena. It is unbelievable. It is a packed house. The teams both look forward to this game all year. It's for most of the players, it'll be the largest crowd they'll ever play in front of.
Wow.
So
cool.
You really can't get any better than this if you like Northern Michigan hockey.
Yeah, and if you can't make it to the game and you want to donate to this very worthy cause, it's midmichiganhonorflight.org.
Correct.
And also, go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, but hey, Bo, how long have you been doing this?
Eight years.
So with the Veterans Cup, this is our eighth annual Veterans Cup. Mid-Michigan Honor Flight, we've done 12 missions so far. We usually do 2 a year. Of course, we've had to put some things on hold because of COVID and the things that have happened lately, but we're hoping again to fly with Mid-Michigan Honor Flight once out of Grand Rapids coming up this June, and then out of Traverse City in October.
Yeah, and I'll give the rest of the details, Bo. I know you've got a lot of things to do today, so thanks for joining us on Friday Face-Off, and best of luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for helping us promote this, and you guys have a great weekend.
And I am going to put in my application as a guard.
Thanks, Bo.
Well, I'll reiterate that. You are invited, and we hope that you can make it as a guardian.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Okay. So, Keith, you can go ahead to go to MidMichiganHonorFlight.org and put in an application if you want to do this. You're a veteran. You're entitled. Or any veterans or families of veterans that think this, they want their to visit all the wonderful memorials that happen in Washington, D.C. They have a dinner at Camp Grayling the night before.
Very cool.
With Honor Guard and everything else. Then they take them all the next morning with the Coast Guard salute and everything else at Cherry Capitol. Fly them with guardians.
Wow.
So I'm going to apply to be a guardian so you help that veteran
on
and off the bus and everything else. It's a fantastic charity. Yeah. So if you want any more information or you want to make a donation, and it doesn't matter what the size of the donation is, go to midmichiganhonorflight.org. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus.
Friday Face-Off.
Yes, on Up North Sports Radio's Friday Face-Off. After these words from our fine partners at Odawa Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Welcome back to Friday Face-Off on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by Odawa Casino in Mackinac City and Petoskey. Jerry Coyne in studio with Keith Gave and Rich Calkins. And Keith, just a little mocking. If people don't know this show, Keith is primarily a State fan. I'm primarily a Michigan fan. But your Sparty gals beat a very tough Michigan team.
Let's give a little love to the ladies on both sides of that rivalry,
right.
Actually. And the Michigan women have risen to number four. In the country, their highest ranking ever. They're having a great season. They were 20-2 going into last night's game in East Lansing against the unranked Michigan State team, which was 12-10 on the season, and the Lady Spartans found a way to win this game handily, 63-57, a terrific game.
I would have liked to have seen, well, I hope there was a big turnout
right.
at the Breslin Center.
I've watched a fair amount of those Michigan women games and stuff, and they play well. They can hit outside shots. They play down. They got a low post game. They've been fun to watch.
I've been paying attention to the girls for a while now because my ex-teammate Kevin Smith, his daughter played at U of M, and she kind of started the resurgence that now Michigan is, Michigan's got a lot of good sports departments.
The women's I'm a big fan of their wrestling program.
Yeah, the men's baseball team.
Yeah.
Now the women here, and as we pointed out, it looked like the men are turning around. Obviously, the football season. I'm surprised you haven't been talking to J-Bo about all the turmoil in the Harbaugh staffing. And they finally got their whole staff together.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. Yeah. I thought we might be talking about it today, but we need
Gattis
to
Gattis leaving.
Yeah.
They're both coordinators are gone.
Well, McDonald, that was,
I get that.
That's,
but the Gattis.
The way Gattis left.
The way he left. Like, Harbaugh says, okay, I'm coming back. Gattis says, okay, I'm going elsewhere. Like,
he was
not a
the
good
presumptive
look.
Follow-up coach.
Exactly. Yes.
And if he deemed it as a slight, that's fine. Good luck, though. That Miami, you better turn some, score some points. That Miami offense was horrific.
Yep.
So, and he had a million-dollar contract, $500,000 buyout.
Wow. And that's not even a lateral move. That's a step down.
That's a step down. That
yeah.
Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
With Mario Cristobal.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, if he's betting on himself,
yeah.
good luck with that.
All the power to him because he had a good gig. I mean, he just won, assistant coach of the year.
The Broyles Award for best assistant in the NCAA. Yeah. So, and it doesn't look like he got any more money.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, okay. An interesting move. But Harbaugh just promoted within for the they're going to have quo offensive coordinators. I would imagine Jimmy's going to be calling some plays.
I would think when you have two, you have none.
But they kept all the players. They didn't have anybody exit the ship.
Right.
So,
their new D coordinators from the SEC, that powerhouse Vanderbilt, though.
Yeah, but the only reason why they brought him in is because he's from the Ravens.
He is right, exactly. Yeah. He's got
there
that connection.
There was a lot
of
talk that they were going to get Larry Foote and bring in another Michigan guy into the defense, but I think they wanted some continuity with that Ravens scheme, which obviously played well for
absolutely.
Them. Keith, our favorite commissioner in sports, had some very important useless information.
Well, let's keep in mind that everything that comes out of the mouths of anybody on both sides is tactical right now,
Of the baseball lockout,
But Rod Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner, is optimistic that the season is going to get started on time, which I like to hear.
Right.
He believes that they're going to have an agreement in place in order to get teams to their training camps on February 14th, which is really soon. I'm not sure about that, but get the season started by the end of March, which is good news.
Put it this way: they do not want to miss regular season games, and each team is going to lose close to $1 million.
That's right.
For preseason games.
Exactly.
I mean, you've been down there, Keith. They're all sold out.
Tickets are hard to get. Spring
training. My wife took me down there years ago, to celebrate my 50th birthday, so that was 10 years ago. We went and watched some games down there. It's an event, man. It is so much fun out there in the picnic areas and the outfield and everything. It's great.
It's wonderful. Cheap beers and
not
$2.
Not that cheap. Still pretty pricey.
Cheaper.
And they're in Port Charlotte where the Tampa Rays have their team. $7 a beer, I thought was
well. They
high.
Need to generate revenue.
They really jacked those prices out when they know that the
sure.
stadium sold out.
They can get it.
Well, because Tampa has no people come to the regular season games, so they need to get money wherever they can.
A couple of changes already that the players have agreed to. Both sides have agreed to a universal designated hitter coming to baseball.
I heard
DH
that,
in the National League. Also, they've eliminated draft pick compensation, which the players wanted. So they are
close.
They're coming together. Yeah.
So, especially as the Tiger affiliate, we are very excited to
absolutely.
Get this behind us.
And where the Tigers are up and coming, man, we're excited about the season.
Of course. So they would. This is the year.
Right,
strike.
Of course.
All right, Keith, you'll be on the air on Q100 at 3:30 with the Roadrunner.
Look forward to it.
Okay,
Roadrunner.
BB.
Yeah.
All right. It is now time for the Fick and Sons High School Sportscape. Fick and Sons is your local competitive and reliable propane provider. They proudly support all Northern Michigan student athletes. Local, competitive, and reliable. FickandSons.com. Andrew Rosenthal is with us from the Record Eagle. Andy, how are you?
Hey, it's a little chilly in Traverse City today, but I'm warm in my apartment, ready to talk to you guys about sports.
All right. Andrew is getting to be a regular contributor here, not only during our Fick and Sons Sportscape show, but we've put Andrew on the air the last couple of halftimes, and he's doing a great job.
That's fine. But don't put him on the payroll without my permission.
There was no promise of money. Andrew's just glad to get it there.
I can save money and get Andrew to do the color.
That's true.
Andrew, before we get to
happy to jump on when I can. So,
yeah, okay.
I'll grab the headset.
We had Bo Vohr on a few minutes ago talking about the Veterans Cup, so we covered that ground. I don't know if that was an event that you were going to go to today or what game you were going to visit tonight on a very busy schedule here in Northern Michigan.
Yeah, I'm actually not really sure. There's quite a bit going on. A lot of Traverse City teams are in town. Gaylord's obviously facing at Traverse City West for girls. They're obviously in contention to win the Big North Conference, and then Traverse City Central is going down the Cadillac. This is a big game for them. Probably a pivotal conference matchup. They need a win to stay in the chance to win the conference for boys. The Cadillac's obviously leading the conference with Cole Genema leading the way. Last time, the only time the Cadillac has a loss is when Genema didn't play, and that was to West a couple of weeks ago. So a big game for them. But then up in the UP, you have the high school Nordic State Finals. It's not an MHSAA sanctioned event, but we had two of those skiers on our podcast this past Monday, and it's just as big of a deal for them. They kind of get to create their own rules, and it cycles around in sites between Marquette, Houghton, and Traverse City. And it was at Traverse City about 2 years ago. The Traverse City local teams tend to do pretty well in it, so we're going to be following those results today as well.
Yeah, so like Jerry said, Andrew, there's no loss for action all around Northern Michigan, whether it's high school sports or following the Olympians or ex-NFL players, all of that. One of the high school games that's catching my eye is Boyne City travels down to Grayling. That should be a great matchup tonight.
Yeah, Boyne City always brings a good group, for sure. And then Grayling is one of the most entertaining teams to watch, in my opinion. Two guys between Caleb Call and Dylan Craig that love dunk. They put a heck of an entertaining game every both times they played Traverse City St. Francis this year. So I think LJME's group has the chance to, get some contention for second place. I think St. Francis kind of has his confidence locked up after two wins over Grayling.
Right.
But a second place finish for Grayling after, I don't know what they finished the year prior, but that would be a pretty good improvement.
Oh, yeah.
That momentum they need to go in the districts.
Yeah, it's a big increase in their win column for sure this year.
Absolutely. I mean, I also like Frankfurt FNB Central. For boys, Benzie still ranked up there for Division 3.
Yeah.
And then last time, anytime you see the Northwest Conference, it's like, oh, who's going to win tonight? You just flip a coin. You never really know. So I like That's another good one for at least on the Northwest Conference side. I almost forgot about that one because you look at what I was talking earlier about so many TC games, like even TC Christian, the TC Bulldogs had TC Christian. Like, that's one of those small school rivalries you forget to talk about, the home school team versus one of the smaller Division IV teams. So that should be a fun one. We're going to be going that one to – we're going to be sending our photographer to that one, and then they're going to drive down the road to go to the Veterans Cup. So there's only, like, less than 10 minutes between each other, so –
Well, the TC Central is going to have their hands full.
They right. Traveling down in the Cadillac. Right. Yeah, that's a good one. And then Alpena has to cross all over on 32 to take on Petoskey.
But the I know you mentioned Boyne City coming here to visit Grayling. You know, the Vikings got spanked pretty hard by St. Francis. This is a big game for Grayling to gain the form that they had after winning four in a row. Now they've lost two in a row, Rich.
Yeah, they need to regain that momentum, no doubt about it. And Boyne, always a tough school. I think Grayling got beat up there when they played earlier in the year. So, yeah, this is L.J. Mead's team's going to look for a little redemption tonight.
No doubt about it.
And, Andrew, are there any of the girls' games tonight? I know some of the girls' teams played last night, but any girls' games tonight that's standing out to you?
Well, the Gaylord TC West.
Yeah.
Andrew? Looks like we may have lost Andrew. No wonder we didn't.
Yeah. Like you said, JC, that Gaylord at TC West, that's going to be in the girls' game. That's going to be a good one, no doubt about it. Cadillac at TC Central girls. Those are all good ones.
Rich, just a quick reminder. We want to thank Vic and Sons. Is it your local, competitive, and reliable propane provider? But there's so much more. Home and commercial heating fuel. Visit Charlie's Country Corner at I-75 at 4 Mile. For the Arby's, a huge convenience store with everything from coffee to car accessories, the Super 8 Motel by Wyndham, and a full-service diesel garage. Visit Fick & Sons in Roscommon at the Sunny Spot Fuel and Convenience Store. Fuel up with Fick & Sons at the M72 stop at Bear Lakes with the Marathon and Convenience Store there, or the Lincoln Marathon for fuel, propane cylinder refills and exchanges, off-road diesel gas, and a deli coming soon. Find out what Fick & Sons has near you at fickandsons.com. Yeah, I know there's pretty much a full slate of girls and guys games, so I hope the officials don't get too tired.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because I'm sure a lot of them were at games last night because, again, still some games being spread out on Thursday and Friday nights because of officials and whatnot. So, yeah, no doubt about it. A lot of these referees doing double duty.
Yeah, the... like we said, the Gaylord girls, have got a pretty good basketball team, are visiting at TC West. Lake Leland All St. Mary's team that's having a fine team, both on the boys and the girls' side, are at Cedarville. And the boys are Cedarville's visiting Leland All St. Mary's, who's got a really great season going on. Benzie Central and Frankfort are doing the same thing.
Right.
Girls are playing at Benzie.
At Frankfort, and then, right, and then vice versa.
The boys are at Benzie, right.
Oscoda travels to Gaylord St. Mary's. Gaylord St. Mary's, we talk about them every week, how they consistently have really good girls program.
And they have, I think they have one loss on their schedule this year. So, you've got the full gamut of everything that's going on. Rich, you will be in Gaylord tonight.
Yep, TC West travels over to Gaylord. And, of course, TC West coming off that big 71-50 win against Ludington. So that was a great performance by Jonathan O'Connor at 18 points in that game with four or five guys in double figures. Just a really a great overall performance by TC West.
And, you know, Gaylord's having a tough time of it. I mean, you can't just go in and expect a victory.
No, because they're real young. They have they play freshmen, they play sophomores. They're a very young team, and you just never know. You know, you could be going into a big-time a pit there as far as a big trap game. You got to bring it every single time.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So that game will be broadcast on 106.3 beginning around 6:30 or so. Rich Calkins and Tom Devitt with all the action. And then, as we mentioned, Boyne City visiting, Grayling here, and that game will be broadcast on 100.3, our sister station, again beginning at 6:30. So if you can't make it to the games, you can always follow your favorite teams with our affiliate stations, 106.3 and 100.3.
Yep, for that Grayling game, you listen to Chad Patterson and Scott Nicholas.
Never heard of them. Sorry, Scotty, I know you're listening. They're doing a great job. Bring home a winner, guys. After singing their praises for four straight games, you know, I don't know if Grayling was reading their press clippings. Obviously, Traverse City St. Francis is a very good basketball team.
Yes.
They really shouldn't have lost to Kalkaska, but they got to right the ship.
They do.
Bring their best effort and hopefully get a win tonight in Grayling over Boyne City.
Yeah, should be exciting action, both at the Gaylord High Gym with West and Gaylord and at the Grayling Gym, Boyne City and Grayling.
All right, we want to thank Fick and Sons, and thank you for tuning in to the Fick and Sons High School Sportscape Show here on Up North Sports Radio. Remember, for all your propane needs, contact Fick and Sons, local, competitive, reliable. Check them out at fickandsons.com. And Rich will be in studio tomorrow morning right here at 10 o'clock with the Bill Marsh High School Scoreboard Show.
That's right. J.J. Rowell will be here manning the board. I call one of the J's, and for J.J. is Jack of all trades.
All right. We'll see you back here next week for Friday Face-Off on Up North Sports Radio. And thanks to our good friends at Odawa Casino.